love every single one of you. And I have something that I want to share specifically on the Holy Spirit. I want to hit three things. I'll say three keys about the Holy Spirit that I want to share tonight with you. But we have to settle it in ourselves. We have to get this deep revelation, this deep root to grow down into us, this firm foundation that we cannot step out and do what Jesus did. We cannot step out and live in that purpose that we always talk about, doing the things of the Lord, the works of Jesus without the Holy Spirit. Jesus was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And in Luke, it speaks about after Jesus was baptized with the Holy Spirit, what happened? He went out into the wilderness. The Spirit led him out. And he was there for 40 days. And during those 40 days, he fasted. And even that time was when Satan came and tempted him. And how did he respond to Satan? It is written. He responded with the word of God. And the Bible says that when Jesus went into the wilderness, he went in with the Holy Spirit. But when he came out with the Holy Spirit and power. Because during those 40 days, as he fasted, as he spent time with his Father, we put the flesh down. We put our emotions down. We put our feelings down. We put that our natural bodies, our physical bodies, this flesh that is trying to pull us away from the things of God, we lay that down and we are led by the Spirit of God. Can you just think, take a moment to think how different life would be maybe in your situation, maybe in things that you face if you were rather led by the Spirit instead of your flesh, led by the Spirit instead of your feelings. How would you react? How would you respond? And now I want to quickly get to three things about the Holy Spirit. Number one, you must know that the Holy Spirit is your promised gift as a child of God. And all I want to say in this key, I want to give you two scriptures because it's from the Word of God and we believe what it says. Don't have to go any further. This is what the Word of God says. Acts 1 verse 4 to 5. Once, this is about Jesus, when he was eating with them after he was resurrected, he commanded them, speaking to his disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Moving on to Acts 1 verse 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And listen to what then you will do. You will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The place you are at right now, even watching, wherever you may be watching from, in different parts of this world, all over this world, you are called to impact that area. That school, that university, that workplace, that family that lives next door to you, your own family, you are called to impact. But number one, you must know that the Holy Spirit is for you. That the Holy Spirit is a promised gift and you can walk out. You are supposed to carry the Holy Spirit and walk out in Him and His power. Number two, the Holy Spirit is your empowerment for ministry. Right, if we look at the works of Jesus, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and he went out. He went out doing the works of God. He went out in power with signs, wonders, and miracles following. This is our empowerment for ministry. Because even as it said there in Acts 1, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit and power, you will go out. You will be my witness. You will be my representative. And I want to get on to Acts 2 quickly. And I know many of you know it very well when the Holy Spirit fell on those in the upper room. But you know what? When I read the book of Acts, there's one very evident feature that we read about, that we see throughout the pages of Acts, and that's the working of the Holy Spirit. The working of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the believers, in the lives of those which he filled that went out and did the works of Jesus, that went out and preached the gospel. So in Acts 2, 1 to 4, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. And this also affirms point one, that the Holy Spirit is a promised gift. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. The Holy Spirit fell on every single one present and filled them, and they were speaking in other tongues. And then we jump down, Acts 2, verse 42 to 43. Listen to what the church did. Listen to what the believers did. Who says I'm a believer? Who says I'm a believer in this place? Listen to what the believers did, filled with the Holy Spirit. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. Their empowerment for ministry to go out and do just as Jesus did. And I want you to hear this statement that stuck to me, so powerful. As we read the book of Acts is the story of the disciples receiving what Jesus received in order to do what Jesus did. So as we read it, it's about you as a believer receiving the very same Holy Spirit that Jesus had to go out and do what Jesus did. Amen. If that's you, shout amen. 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 Number three. Lord Jesus, time goes quickly. Number three, the Holy Spirit marks you. The Holy Spirit marks you as something, as a sign and a wonder. Because you know, after when you read the book of Acts, you read about Peter and John, and it comes to a portion in Acts 4 when Peter and John were standing before the council. This was after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and there was a crippled man that they had healed. And now the council brought them before them, and they didn't want these men, these believers who were filled with the Holy Spirit, doing what they were doing. They didn't want them to heal people because they were causing something around them. People were looking, people were interested, people were coming to the knowledge of Jesus. So they were before the council, and listen to what the council said about them. And I pray that is said about every single one of you here. Acts 4 verse 13. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness, number one, of Peter and John. For they could see that they were just ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures, but they also recognized them as men who had what? Been with Jesus. The Holy Spirit marks you as a sign and a wonder. And as this next generation, you will be marked with that same Holy Spirit and power, because you are of those that have been with the Savior, that have been with Jesus, just as those that encountered them in the Bible, in the Old and the New Testament, is the same one that you encounter. That same Holy Spirit. And now listen to what happens, what the council said. That man that they had healed, that crippled man, was standing before the council completely healed. There was no denying that he had received his healing, right? He was standing right in front of them. So listen to what happened. Acts 4 verse 14. The council said, but since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say. People will stand in amazement. There's nothing they can say that will deny the power of God at work in your life. As signs, wonders, miracles follow your life, follow your ministry, it's not just for the fivefold, it's not just for the preacher, it's for every single one of you occupying a seat in this place. And as you go out in His power and His authority and His boldness, as you have a boldness to say, I've been with Jesus, you will. People will be amazed at what God is doing in your life, at what God is doing. There is nothing the world can say or do to deny the power of God in your life. They will marvel just as they did. Stand in amazement because they can't question this. It's a change the world couldn't give this man. No one could turn him from a crippled man to a whole man with medicine, with doing something else. It had to be the power of God, and they couldn't say anything. There was no denying what God did. And you must settle that now, that it is in order to see the change, in order to go out in that boldness. You're not going out in your own flesh with your own mind trying to think it through. You are going out in the power of His Spirit, in His power, in His authority, in His boldness. And you know what happens? Signs follow. wonders follow, miracles follow that ministry. Why? Because it's a promise in the Word of God, and we stand on what His Word says. So even as we are led by the Spirit of God in all areas of our life, I want to take this moment and give you an opportunity to sow. Because even as we are obedient to the principles that are written in the Word of God, we read the whole Word of God, we stand on everything that is in it, and so we do. To live the life that God wants us to live, we must follow the principles written in it. And that it comes into play in the area of sowing and reaping. When you sow a seed into His kingdom, you will reap from His kingdom. You will reap a harvest. People will even marvel. The financial testimonies that we have been hearing on Friday nights, the financial testimonies that you are going to come back with because you are obedient to His Word. This is what the Word is saying. When you sow into fertile ground, when you sow a seed, you will reap a harvest. God will pour it out. God will bless you like no man can bless you. God will pour it out in unusual ways, things you can't even think of, because that is how much He loves you. And He moves according to what His Word says. According to what His Word says. So if you have not received an envelope in studio, raise your hand. Someone will bring you one. Details are coming on the screen for you at home that are wanting to sow. Be obedient to the Word of God. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He will tell you what to sow. He will tell you what to do. He will lead you in that direction. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank You for every single seed sown tonight. I thank You, God, that as we follow the leading of Your Holy Spirit, as we are obedient to Your Word, as this next generation, people will stand in awe at the financial testimonies that we will hold in our hand by the end of this week. I thank You, God, that You pour it out 60-fold, 100-fold. I thank You, God, for the blessing that follows as we are obedient to Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen.